This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached New Delhi after successfully concluding a substantive and productive visit to the US at the invitation of President Donald Trump. This was the Prime Minister's first visit to the US after the inauguration of President Donald Trump for a second term. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral discussions with President Trump in Washington. The discussions covered the entire gamut of the relationship, ranging from strategic and security cooperation, defense, trade and economic engagement, technology, as well as regional and global issues of concern. The Prime Minister said, India and the USA will work together to enhance peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. Addressing a joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with the US President yesterday, Mr. Modi said, India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism, and both nations agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. During the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited France from the 10th to the 12th of February, where he co-chaired the AI Action Summit along with French President Emmanuel Macron. President Draupadi Murmu has said the country's women power is rising to aspire, achieve and contribute. Addressing the delegates of the 10th International Women's Conference hosted by the Art of Living International Centre in Bengaluru yesterday, President Murmu called upon women to dream big and gather the courage, strength and potential to achieve their dreams.
Our sisters and daughters are moving ahead, holding their heads high. They are making their families, institutions and the country proud. It is not possible to break barriers and challenge stereotypes without mental strength. I urge every woman to gather courage, dream big and utilize all her strength and potential to achieve her dreams. Every little step that each of you takes towards your goal is a step towards a developed India and developed world.
The president said that mental wellness is fundamental to the ability of any woman to lead a meaningful life. President Murmu stated that every human being needs to put in extra effort consciously to promote human values such as compassion, love and unity. Kashi Tamil Sangamam 3.0, an initiative fostering cultural and intellectual ties between Tamil Nadu and Kashi, will commence today in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. The third edition of the event will be inaugurated by Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan, Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath, and Union Minister of State for Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs Dr. L. Murugan. The 10-day event will conclude on the 24th of February. Kashi Tamil Sangamam is being organized by the Ministry of Education in collaboration with various ministries and the Uttar Pradesh government. This event will provide an opportunity for scholars, students, philosophers, traders, artisans, artists and people from all walks of life from the two regions to come together, share their knowledge, culture and best practices and learn from each other's experiences. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, will conduct board exams for Class 10th and 12th from today. The Class 10th exams will conclude on 18th March and the Class 12th exams will end on 4th April. Over 42 lakh students will appear in these exams from 7,842 examination centres in India and abroad. The exams will be conducted in a single session from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The Reserve Bank of India has imposed monetary penalty of 5,80,000 rupees on Shriram Finance Limited, 6,70,000 rupees on Ujjivan Small Finance Bank Limited, and 61,40,000 rupees on the Nainital Bank Limited for violating certain banking provisions. In Indian Super League football, Odisha FC defeated Hyderabad FC 3-1 at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar yesterday. Hyderabad FC took the lead in the first half through Stefan Sapik's goal. In cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants in the opening match of Women's Premier League 2025 at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.